This is Cook County School News.
Sweden.
Incorrect. Aww. It is Australia. Hypersensitivity or severe allergic reaction is called
That's correct.
Or anaphylaxis is correct too.
Hi, this is April Wallstrom, Cook County School science teacher and Knowledge Bowl coach. Knowledge Bowl is a activity where high school kids have a chance to really quiz their minds and experience and dig deep into their brains to see what kind of knowledge they really do have. The Varsity Knowledge Bowl team consists of four players, and all four can participate the entire day. They begin the day with a written test, which is a multiple choice test on a wide variety of options and questions and topics. And then they go into four different rounds, which are oral rounds. And each oral round consists of 45 questions, which are asked orally, and then they use the buzzers to buzz in their answer. The questions that they're asked consist of content area that's generally covered in 11th and 12th grade. So you might have, you know, a physics question, you might have a chemistry question, then you maybe jump to a geography question, then maybe a world history question. Maybe then there's a literature question. And so there's a wide variety, and you know, they don't know what the theme is going to be going into the question. Knowledge Bowl is a little bit like a game show where they sit around in their teams and they have a buzzer. And when they're being asked a question, they can anticipate and answer that question at any point, but then the question stops and they have to answer it at that point in time. Or they can choose to wait to hear the entire question if they're unsure, which some questions need you to do that and others do not. Once they buzz in, then the team has 15 seconds to produce an answer. If they get it correct, they get the point. If they get it wrong, it moves into the next team that has buzzed in. We have two teams this year participating in the varsity team level competition, and they are dynamic. Both teams consist of, we've actually had smaller groups coming just due to conflicts of basketball games and things like that. So we've had teams of 3 to 4, and they have proven to be solid. At our first meet earlier in January, they came in first place and eighth place. And then in our second meet later in January, they came in first place and ninth place. And we'll again go to competition on March 5th. And after that date, it looks like we're going to be headed toward to the tournament, which will take place on March 25th. And that will be the deciding tournament to see who will attend the state meet early in April. So it's actually a little bit nice that we have a break in our competition, so we have a chance to have a few more practices. And so we always practice every Wednesday during advisory time, and the kids come in and I divide them up into teams, and they get asked oral questions and they get to practice with the buzzer, and we talk about anticipating and those different things that help them make the team successful. It also allows for individuals to kind of highlight their level of expertise and their area that they enjoy studying or area that they have knowledge in. And I'm always just impressed and inspired by the amount of information that these students know and their ability to switch from different knowledge areas and topic areas. It's pretty incredible to watch.
Okay. An electric motor converts electrical current into what?
No, it's kinetic energy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Kinetic energy.
Incorrect.
Mechanical energy.
Mechanical energy is correct.
I just want to give a little thank you to both the Lions and the Lionesses. They have been very supportive financially to the programming of Knowledge Bowl through the junior high level all the way up to the varsity level, and we greatly appreciate their offer of support. Their generous donations help to pay for the travel of getting, you know, covering the great distances to these competitions. Our next competition again is March 5th, so if you know who those students are who participate, give them a pat on the back and a congratulations and good wishes. Thanks for listening to Cook County School News.